views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those lovely callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. I wanted to begin today's show by reading a lovely letter that I received, and it goes like this. Dear Candy, thank you so much for your podcasts. I discovered them while I was going through a really bad period of my life. I'm trying to get rid of past hurts and not worry about the future so I can live, as you say, in the nanosecond of the now. I am a special education teacher working at a school for inner city youth, many of whom have been kicked out of other schools. I would get in my car and I would burst into tears, cry all the way to work, and then cry when I got to school. I was applying for jobs. I got some interviews, but no job offers. I was truly a mess. I listened to several of your podcasts where you suggested that the mantra of thanking the universe for my great job, where I get to work with fun people, I get to be financially remunerated, expertise, etc. I wrote it on a 3x5 card. I said it as often as I could, and I made peace with myself that I could not help students who did not want to be helped. Something amazing happened. I applied for several jobs and got calls to interview for all three after saying your mantra. One was a phone interview, and during the interview, the call dropped out. But I was really surprised that I got an interview because this is a school district that is very difficult for outsiders to get into. 2 days later, the principal called to offer me the position. I was absolutely stunned. I met the principal today and got very good vibes. The pay is double what I currently make. Benefits are really great, and there are many opportunities for professional development and growth. I am absolutely amazed. I felt that I needed to let you and the Posse of Angels know that something amazing has occurred in the universe. As a result of your wonderful program. I'll continue to listen to your podcasts and to promote them to my friends. I can't thank you enough. Thank you and the Posse of Angels for coming into my universe. And that's for Monica. Just a reminder that you can listen whenever you wish to any of the previous Angel Healing House radio shows, as they are all archived on my host page on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, on last week's show, we spoke about some of the ways that the angels try and get our attention and give us messages. And this week, we'll continue with sharing more of these ways with Angel Signs, Part 2. Now, in last week's program, we spoke about the importance of living in the present moment, or as Monica stated in her testimonial, what I always say, living in the nanosecond of the now, because this is the only place that we can discern the signs from the angels. You know, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, are saying that living in the moment is only possible if you've cleared and cleansed all of your anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, defensiveness, criticism, not forgiving, and you are no longer triggered. This way, we are not living in the past. And they wish to remind us to stop worrying, stop stressing and controlling, as this has us living in some imagined future and not in the present moment. And as many of us already know, our futures are only determined by what we put our focus on in the present moment. Now, last week, we touched on the amazing signs that the angels give us through animals. Did you know that squirrels are a sign of gathering? You know, seeing a squirrel might be a sign of storing your energy, storing your resources. Perhaps you're spending too much. Maybe you could be trying to do too much. Or it could mean to store your resources and prepare for the future, like researching or taking new courses to gain more knowledge on a subject that could be useful for you as you create your future dreams. Now, squirrel has often been an indication to honor one's future, and it's telling us to get ready, for change is coming. Now, with their playful natures, squirrel could show us that we have been behind the computer for much too long, and we need to get out and play more. In our former home, Pete and I had a very fat squirrel that would show up in the backyard, and he would do flips. We called him Flippy, and he would do somersaults, and it was amazing how many times he showed up when we spent too long at the computers, and he reminded us, come on out, come on, do some somersaults with me, or just get out and play. Now, another wonderful sign is a lizard. If lizard appears in our world, then it means it's a time of regeneration. And pay attention to your dreams. It might be telling you to take particular note of the messages in your dreams. It may be an indication to honor your dreams by putting more focus on creating movement and taking more inspired action toward the manifestation of our wishes. And even though we recoil and we run away from snakes, when we see a snake, it's one of the strongest indications that we are transmuting something in our life. You know, snake could be telling us to transmute our thoughts, transmute our actions and our desires, to open and make more space for the new to come in. You know, like a snake sheds its skin, we are transmuting ourselves to be reborn in some way. And while animals and insects convey very strong messages for us, there are many other ways that the angels connect with us through our intuition. Maybe you call it your gut feelings and those things that catch our attention. You know, most of the time, people don't recognize these signs because they're too busy with their, in quotes, expected agendas. Just last week, I was to meet a friend at a restaurant at a very, very busy shopping mall, and the parking lot was completely full. As I was thanking the Posse of Angels for organizing a parking spot just for me, I spotted a lady holding the hand of a little girl who was skipping and holding a bright red balloon as they walked towards the mall. Now, even though I was a few minutes late to meet this lovely friend, I stopped the car and I watched this joyful, carefree child skipping along and felt so happy, which in turn gave me so much joy. In that moment that my intuition told me to pause, I heard a car engine turn on, and the car that I had stopped right in front of was about to pull out. If I had not paused for my joy, and the line of cars behind me would have for surely taken that parking spot. Thanking the angels, I smiled at the ease and grace of life working out, which can be as simple as waiting a few moments to watch a gleeful little girl skip with a red balloon. Now, the Posse of Angels is emphasizing that when a sign is presented to you, please don't try to figure it out, but go with your intuition. Go with your excitement, the joy, and go with your gut feelings. I mentioned in my last program that the Posse of Angels send us signs through the songs that we hear. Now, personally, the number of times over the past 16 years since I had my angelic walk-in experience, which, by the way, I've written about in my autobiography, I am an angelic walk-in, which is the autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel. The number of times where I've turned up somewhere and heard angel songs has been countless. Whether it's the song, Heaven is Missing an Angel, Heaven is Missing an Angel by Tavares, She Talks to Angels by Black Crowes, Earth Angel by the Penguins, You Are My Special Angel by Bobby Vinton, Angel by Sarah McLachlan, Angels by Robbie Williams. These are all a few that I continually and constantly hear. Now, why? Because my number one priority is shining my angelic presence on the planet and helping others to connect to their own divine, eternal natures. So pay particular attention to what songs appear in your reality and see if you can discern what messages they hold for you, because they're not there by happen chance. Your energies and your intentions, wishes, desires, whatever you put your focus on is drawing that to yourself. The more we look for the wealth of signs that the angels bestow upon us, the more our lives take on an appearance of an enchanted, interactive treasure map and that is constantly changing and presenting us with heaven-sent clues to confirm that, yes, we are on the right path. For instance, I've been told by the Posse of Angels and many friends who are psychic that I'll be stepping up, going even more global in the fields of not only radio, but TV. So I was not surprised when I sat down in a Starbucks and I was writing on my laptop. A few minutes later, two girls sat down next to me, young women, and began to have a loud, animated conversation on how they both got hired as interns to work on CBS television. After all, this is Los Angeles. When I was finished and I left the cafe, I pulled out of my parking spot And I laughed out loud as I saw the license plate of the car that was in front of me, and it spelled YOUTV. It was 4 weeks afterwards that I received a call from Transformation Radio asking me to do my show on Facebook Live TV. Now, one of the greatest ways that the Posse of Angels can get our attention in order to give us signs and messages comes in the disguises that they wear as humans to intervene in our lives. That is why it's very important to be kind and hospitable to all strangers, for you never know when you could be entertaining angels. You know, I remember when Pete and I first came to the States. We moved here from Australia about 11 years ago, and we located to the Monterey Bay area where the Posse of Angels informed us in which we should move there first. Within a short amount of time, we were divinely led to the woman who helped me publish my first book and my wonderful illustrator. Pete was divinely connected with work in the film industry. Yet after only 3 months, we both started getting very obvious signs to move down to Santa Barbara. At that stage, the only thing that Pete and I knew about Santa Barbara was the daytime soap opera. So we acted on our excited feelings, and every time we heard a reference to this lovely city, we decided then to drive down to visit. And although we immediately fell in love with its beautiful energies, we still were unable as to whether to make a decision as to whether we should move there or not. Some weeks after our return to Monterey, we went out for dinner, and we were walking back to our car when a homeless man approached us. He asked Pete for some money, and Pete spoke with him. Noticing Pete's Australian accent, the man said, "I loved it when I was in Australia, as people were so good to me when I was there." Pete and I thought that perhaps he was an international homeless man. As we turned to walk away, the man shouted out to us, "But you know where they treated me the best of all? It was in Santa Barbara." Both Pete and I received shivers and tingles all over. God had used a ragged homeless man, an angel, to confirm to us that our next step indeed was to pack and move to Santa Barbara. And we started to make arrangements the very next day. You know, everyone, once we really know that the angels have no other agenda but to support, encourage, guide, show us direction toward the fulfillment of our dreams and desires, we will then consciously not only be vigilant for their signs, but we will remain open to entertain angels in whatever guise they choose to come in and give us important information for clarity, direction, and confirmation. And one last example out of the countless signs that I've received. I remember when Pete and I first arrived in the States, you know, God had said, "When you move to the States, this is the area that you should move to," which was the Monterey Peninsula. And money was very, very tight for us back then. That was in 2008, beginning of 2008. I had just deposited Pete's paycheck in the bank. And when I looked at the bank balance, I saw that the savings at that stage were very meager indeed. In that moment, I decided that my feeling of richness didn't depend on a number that was represented on my bank balance. So on my walk home, I said out loud, "I am rich. I'm wealthy. I'm abundant." And I closed my eyes and felt how truly rich I was. I was rich because people loved me. I loved people. I was rich because I had food to eat. I had a roof over my head. I'd been blessed with the ability to see, to hear, to smell, to touch, and taste. I was rich because God and the angels always provided for what we needed, not necessarily what we wanted, but what we needed. And as I reveled in this vibration of gratitude and utter appreciation, feeling blessed, suddenly I felt the wind pick up around me, swirling around me, and I opened my eyes and I saw something floating towards me, skimming along the sidewalk. And as it got closer, I saw that it was money. And when I leaned down to pick it up, I gasped as it was a $50 bill. It's amazing what can happen when we release all of our expectations and attachments as to how the angels should respond and as to what signs they send us for our greatest benefit. I guess what we're doing when we open and invite the angels to give us signs and messages is to open to the magic of life happening, or those unexpected and unexplained events, like a homeless man confirming our move down to Santa Barbara. The magic and the miracles of life happens in direct alignment with our ability to see the unseen, to know the unknown, by being able to be in the world of the etheric and at the same time encompass, as a spiritual being, a human form in the physical world. It's truly amazing how those who believe in angel signs are able to see and perceive them, and those who doubt that this is even possible often do come up empty. Now, before we go to a break, how did you survive the partial lunar eclipse on July 16th. Well, I've heard from many people that it brought up very deep emotions and trauma to be acknowledged and finally be healed and released. In addition, we are feeling the effects of good old Mercury retrograde as we are now in day 17 of its 21-day cycle, before it begins to move forward. Now, do remember that there are 10 days to 2 weeks before Mercury retrograde happens and 10 days to 2 weeks afterwards, where the planet will start to move forward on July 28th, but it takes a long time to get out of its shadow until it completely moves forward. So don't expect your life to change on July 29th. It does take time to then move forward. There are many people out there who say that the first part or the first half of a Mercury retrograde cycle, the one that we, the second half of a Mercury retrograde cycle, feels a little bit lighter, but I would still back up my technology and I would watch carefully what you say and write when communicating and speaking with others. Now, in addition to the much anticipated and looked forward to the end of the Mercury retrograde on July 28th, many of us are already feeling the upcoming energies of this new moon on July 31st. After feeling slowed down or our projects coming to a halt, many are welcoming this new moon as an excellent time for making fresh starts, turning over a new leaf, or starting new projects, as we will all welcome new inventive ways to make progress forward. With this upcoming new moon, it will be in conjunct with Venus, which will shine a light on our love lives, creativity, and our finances. As Mercury will go forward, many will feel an urge to spruce themselves up, maybe with a fashion update or a beauty makeover. But there is a caution here that with the new moon squaring Uranus, this could bring unexpected changes in the direction of our lives and anxiety and uncertainty. Now, just because something is unexpected doesn't automatically mean that it's negative or bad. It may bring the most miraculous, magical, unexpected change into your life. The best way to handle this changeable impulse of energy is to be proactive about positive change, again, with open-mindedness and flexibility. If you and God have co-created to bring this to yourself, you're more than ready to do it. And a change could lead to a brave new path, which opens your life to many more possibilities and opportunities coming in. Remember that the best time for making a fresh start and for beginning new projects is during the first 2 weeks of this new moon cycle coming up. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Transformation Talk Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Just a bit of a reminder that if you would love some wonderful summer reading, please, you cannot go past my remarkable channeled books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which speaks about my five most important past lives. They were the most important because I grew the most spiritually. And What the Heck I Did in the Afterlife, Our One True Home, Between Those Lives Before I Chose to Come Back. And the sequel to One True Home, as I said before, is my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, which spells out the very personal and sometimes traumatic journey that took me from having my angelic walk-in experience on January 11th of 2003 to creating heaven on earth for myself and my clients and others in my life these past 16 years. You can get these books on my website, angelhealinghouse.com. They're also available on audible.com and also on Amazon. When we come back after this quick break, we will be taking your calls for those free angel readings. I'll speak to you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before the break, I mentioned my books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In. I did forget my first book, Angels of Faith. It presents as a children's book, but I have just as many people, adults buying it as children, adults buying it for themselves, not just for children, as it reawakens us to the fact that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Once again, you can get all these, all my books and my meditation CD on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. We are going to go to our phone lines and take some of your calls now for those free angel readings. We did have one caller drop out. Deborah, if you want to call back, and if you would like a call to get a free angel reading, please do call on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Lee in Monterey. Hello, Lee. You're speaking with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi. First time listening, and I enjoyed your program so far. I have housing issues since I've been in Monterey. I want to find a place where I am content, and it's been difficult. And my other issue is I'm having problems with my feet, and I'm told that I have neurological problems. I want to know what the cause might be and what treatment to seek. And that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Lee. Lovely to have you. It's first time listener. The housing. Our housing and our situations with our locations are only representative, and they are reflective of how we are feeling inside or the emotions that we have inside. If we're not happy with our location or our housing, it is a direct reflection of the emotions that we're feeling inside. How long have you lived in Monterey for?
Since about 2010.
Okay. It's time for a move. Okay. You've known this for a while. Your gut has been telling you this, that to move, let me see, to move houses.
Well, I do like the area. It's just that I'm not finding affordable housing where I'm
okay.
Content.
What's also stopping you is you are restricting yourself solely on money. That's your number one go-to. When the universe does not know about restrictions, it knows about synchronicities, magic, and miracles. And I would highly recommend that you remove this restriction of this is all I can afford, and doubting and fearing that you'll ever find this, because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening with you, Lee. If you would invest in your emotional health, and you would sit for 10, 15, 20 minutes every single day, and you would center on your heart and open yourself to receive in miraculous and magical ways, because that's the language of the angels, God and the angels. They do a really good job with that. But they've probably tried to send you signs, but you're not open to receive. So in that 15, 20 minutes, center on your heart. Just see beautiful pink and green, glowing heart, open to receive the miracles that the universe can send you, and say at the top of your voice, thank you. Thank you for this amazing, extraordinary new place that the divine has created for me. It's a place where I can easily afford the rent. It's a place that's light and bright. I have beautiful neighbors. It's in a wonderful area. You know, it's opened up opportunities and connections for me like I never thought possible. And you don't even have to know where this is. Don't try to figure this out, because it's in the unknowing, it's in the unseen that we create from. So visualize and feel this light, bright, easily affordable spot, and hold that vision, hold that feeling. The feeling is more important about being blessed, grateful, and appreciative for this new place that you're going to live in. If you do this and you open up to receive, then miracles will happen. And when they happen for you, Lee, I want you to call back into the program and tell us exactly what transpired in your life, because you are actually cutting yourself off from the wonderment, the enchantment, and the possibilities, the unlimited possibilities, which God and the angels have tried. They've knocked on your door several times, but because you are set on figuring this out by maybe a limited income or a certain restriction, you've pushed away the magic that could have happened. Also, from an emotional point of view, if you're having trouble with your feet, it's because you're not moving forward.
Oh.
You're not taking. You've known this. You've known this for a really long time that you need to move, correct? Your gut.
I've been sort of stubborn about staying here.
Yes, you have been stubborn. And the angels and the posse of angels are saying, thank you. Thank you for admitting that, because we know that your gut has been telling you for a while now to move, but you have decided to put so many restrictions on your life. Now, don't beat yourself up, Lee. Don't beat yourself up like, I should have, you know, done this years ago, and then I could be set up somewhere and have these, you know, this wonderful life and all of these, you know, new things happening. Because if it was meant to happen, it would have happened before. You know, the angels can't interfere with free will, but believe me, they can put up obstacles and blocks and all kinds of things if you need to get out of a place. But now with this situation and the fact that you found your way to me means that you're ready to accept the grace of God, meaning and the help of the angels, and you'll be open to receive now. And this is a really important thing. If you can understand this, if you can really not only logically understand this, but understand this through your heart, your life is going to change. Because you'll know that you're in a co-creative dance with the divine and the angels. And that, yes, we have free will and we have our intentions and desires, but to open up to the possibilities of synchronicities, magic, and miracles, your life will flow with ease and grace. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Lee in Monterey. You know, as I said when I read out at the beginning of the program, Pete and I were led by the voice of God to move from Australia to the United States in 2008. And the first place that they told us to move to was Pacific Grove in Monterey. And it was only a few weeks later that I found my publisher that helped me publish my first book, Angels of Faith, my illustrator. Wonderful connections happened there. And then within a short amount of time, we were given the signs to move to Santa Barbara. But we loved Monterey. It was just such a magical, beautiful place. So let's see the cards.
Yeah, that's why I want to stay here.
Absolutely. And you know what? You say that to your angels. You say, I love Monterey. I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you for showing me the signs in which you will show me and lead me to this new place, so that I can stay in Monterey and enjoy this absolutely beautiful area. The first card that's coming to you is the Chariot. The Chariot is a card of moving. this is a moving card. It's a traveling, it's a moving card. And it's also a card, Lee, of recognition, of you recognizing how divine and multidimensional you are. Because once you accept the accountability and the responsibility that you created this situation you're in now, then you can create whatever situation you wish. Do you understand that? This is the moving card. So that's huge.
But the moving means it's most likely it's going to be away from this area.
No, not necessarily. And don't you put a restriction on it.
Okay, just be open. It could be just, here, it could be anywhere.
Just be open, because whatever, the divine and the creator, whatever you want to call it, and the angels, they know you better than you know yourself. They already know. They already know, and they've put into place the most extraordinary scenario for you. So what they want you to do is they want you to be open. And they want, if you want to say, I would love to stay in Monterey, but if you have something which is even more extraordinary, it's either this or something better. And then you really open yourself up to absolutely magic happening for you. Your next card is the death card. And the death card doesn't mean someone's going to die. It means the transformation of an ending to a new beginning. So these are two major arcana cards. And when the major arcana cards come out, it's a damn important reading. Darn important reading. So you got the movement card, which is the chariot, and you got the death card, which some people call the transformation card, but it's about ending a situation where you live in order to start a new beginning. I can't wait to see what the next card is going to be, and the next card that's coming out for you is the
And nine. My feet will change with the transformation.
Well, I can guarantee you that your immune system, the joy in your heart when you lift restriction and constriction off of your life, and you put joy into yourself, happiness and hope and faith and trust in the universe, then your immune system will be charged and you'll feel better health-wise. And that includes your feet. What you got here is there's only one wish card in the whole tarot deck, and you got it, which is the Nine of Cups. And the Nine of Cups, the wish card, is tell the universe, shout it out to them, what your wishes are, and don't you restrict it in any way. Feel that feeling and hold that feeling with joy and appreciation. Live in, get the little girl in Lee to come out and play. Believe in those synchronicities, magic and miracles, and you will see unbelievable things in your life. I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lee. And that message goes out to us all. Yes, you are a physical being in a physical world. You are also divine and eternal. You've had no beginning. You've had no end. You will have no ending. When you leave this funny little meat suit, this funny little physical form that you've chosen, you will go on to live. And knowing that you are a multidimensional being, more powerful than you ever thought possible. If we don't like what you've created now, you can create something different. And go back and listen to Lee's, the interchange, the conversation with Lee, because that's exactly how you change it. You can't change a situation with the same fear and doubt and scarcity and lack of joy and lack of faith and lack of hope that you created that situation with. You have to change it. Change those vibrational frequencies and hold to those feelings in your heart. And it's amazing what then happens. As the testimonial, which I read out at the beginning, where you thank the universe, you visualize that, and you hold it in your heart. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is James in Miami. James, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well. What's happening in your life?
Oh, great show today. And I just called in for a general reading.
Okay. Any particular area, James, that stands out?
Maybe my life path.
Life path. Okay. All right. While I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels are saying, James, you are not the same person that you were years ago. You have made, and they're taking their hats. They're showing me they're wearing hats, and they're tipping their hats to you, and they're bowing, and they're saying, you didn't have an easy road of it. You didn't have an easy road of it with relationships, with money, with many things, but you have brought much of that into divine alignment. They're saying the world is your oyster. You know, in the tarot, the Two of Wands is what I call the world is your oyster card. And they're saying your hardest decision to make is what do I love doing and deciding to do that? Because that's difficult for many people because many people say, I love writing, like myself. I love writing. And then people will say, well, what do you want to become? A starving artist? You know, a starving writer? Because they put the money before the joy of writing. You know, yes, my books have sold, but as a result of the joy that I've gotten from that, so many avenues of money pouring into my life because of the abundant feeling inside of me. Before I even choose any cards, what do you love doing, James?
Traveling and speaking and connecting with people.
Okay, perfect. Okay, are you doing any work now as an intuitive counselor? As a you know, are you doing anything like that professionally?
Oh no, I'm doing the complete opposite. I work for government.
Okay, okay, but what they're saying is. They showed me a cruise ship, and they showed you utilizing your spiritual talents. There is something that's untapped. Have you written a book?
I've thought about it.
Okay. The reason you've thought about it is because they're showing me the book over your head. They want you to write the book. This may be the book about the story of your life, about your journey, how you were, you know, straight as a line, you know, in this box. And suddenly when your spirituality, your consciousness started to shift, you started to ascend and you started to enlighten, your world started to change. This book is going to become your calling card. It's going to open up different opportunities and avenues for you to connect with other people. They're not saying give up your job because, you know, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we got to do, you know, those little things like eat and put roofs over our head and have petrol for our cars and things like that. But they're saying to make movement towards that which you love doing and speak with the angels and tell them, my joy is traveling. My joy is traveling and to be able to speak and to help people. You know, I had, this just comes to mind before I choose some cards for you. A dear friend in Australia who wanted desperately to travel. She didn't have the money at that stage, but she didn't want the money to stop her from traveling. She was a healing practitioner. She was an intuitive counselor. And she heard about a very poor orphanage in Tibet, and she decided that for 2 months out of every year, she would gather clothing and toys and necessities and things, which she could get very cheaply, you know, in Australia, and then pack them up and then take them over to this orphanage and then spend time helping over there. This opened doors for her like you can't imagine. So look at ways that you can be of service. Ask the angels, how can I be of best service in fulfilling my needs to travel, to speak, and to help people? this is going to absolutely change your life. Change your life, James, in ways that you can't even imagine. But what you must do is you must let go and try of trying to figure out how this is going to happen. Because the angels, again, the angels know us better than we know ourselves. And they work in the field of miracles, magic, and synchronicities to bring together and connect all of those dots in order for the fulfillment of our dreams to happen. It's just amazing when you give yourself over to that grace of the divine to see what happens. Whoa, I'm laughing because the Knight of Wands came out. This is the moving and the traveling card. Okay, this couldn't be any more of a confirmation for you. You need to do this because your soul is screaming out for it. At any cost. If you know, in fact, I'll make a prediction, Lee. James, if you don't do this and you cross over, you will stand with the Etheric Council going over your incarnation, your contract for this book of life, and you'll be saying, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do this when my gut kept telling me to do this? They've been trying to send you signs too. And we think we're more secure by holding on to a job or a position, something that is supposedly secure, but our soul is not here to feel secure. Our soul is here to expand and grow and to be challenged. Please do this. Please, I cannot stress this enough. It will bring you money. It's the Ace of Pentacles. This is new beginning around money. I'm just getting shivers up and down my spine. Oh my gosh. The travel will bring and make you feel this huge abundance inside of you. And I'm not surprised that then the Ten of Cups comes out, because the Ten of Cups is the sunshine, lollipops, and roses card. This is the highest emotional fulfillment. Take that 15, 20 minutes. Feel yourself. Feel how excited you're going to be. Where are you traveling? What are you doing? What are you wearing? What cultures are you immersing yourself in? I can already feel your energies changing around this. Because you will be traveling. And I'm not surprised, because so many in the collective, the conscious collective, are moving now, because the place that they're in has grown too small for them, and it's time for them to move and to travel. I have the Sacred Traveler Cards by Denise Lynn. I'll just show everybody the front of the book. They're amazing, and I bought them because so many people are traveling at this time. I will pull one card for you, James. Are you excited now?
I am.
Oh, man. And when it happens, you can do this too, 20 minutes every single day. Oh my God, shout at the top of your voice. Open your heart and say, thank you, God, creator, whatever you want to call that, all that is, he, she, it, whatever, source. And angels, thank you for my new experience, my new opportunity. I get to go and I get to travel and I get to experience and feel what that feels like, because unless you hold on to that feeling, it's not going to create in the physical. Okay, with only about a couple of minutes to go, let's go to the traveler cards and see what comes out for our wonderful traveler, James. Uncovering treasure. Oh my gosh, look at that dragon. I love dragons. Some of my best friends are dragons here on the earth plane. And it says, beneath the surface lies great bounty. I'll go to the cards and I'll read what uncovering treasure is all about. I'm so excited for you. Uncovering treasure says, on the journey, the traveler confronts dragons and maybe some obstacles, and in the process discovers the depth of the treasure in their soul. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Often treasure is found in the most unexpected of places. Sometimes after it seems that you've faced your own inner dragons, you'll find the hidden treasure. Success begins. Oh, success begets success. So, as you begin to seek and find the bounty in your life, more and more rewards will follow. Just the mere fact that we have had this conversation now and your level of excitement has gone up, you have started the wheels of the universe turning in your favor. This card heralds a bountiful, prosperous, abundant time in your life when your life will change. Bounty is awaiting for you in many forms. The secret is knowing that you deserve it and you're worthy of it. Something that you thought was ordinary or impossible will turn out to be extraordinary. The treasure was always there. You just didn't open up to receive it. How extraordinary is that? Would you promise to call Angel Healing House Radio, Claire Candyhoff, when this happens for you?
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling in, James.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to everyone who listens and refers the show. You all are unbelievable. You're more magnificent. You're more powerful and you're more beautiful than you ever could possibly imagine, you multidimensional beings. With this in mind, go out and remember to fashion, to create, to imagine an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And I will speak with you again next week. Love and, of course, angel blessings to you. Take care, everyone else, everyone, and I'll speak with you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.